Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're going to talk about the 2019 Out There Expo. It's happening on Saturday, April 13th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. It is so much fun. This is music, art, dancing, food, drinks, community, culture. It is really what Santa Rosa is all about, and it's free. We want everyone to come Saturday, April 13th, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's at a very cool location, which I personally am connected to, and I'm super excited to talk about at the Studio Santa Rosa and 33 Arts in Santa Rosa, and we're going to give you all the details. Here in studio with me is the event organizer for the 2019 Out There Expo, Susie Dugan. Thanks so much for being here.
Of course.
We have Jake Ward. He is a promoter with Jake Ward Presents. Thanks for being here, Jake.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we also have Greg Brown. He is the director for Studio Santa Rosa. Thanks for being here, Greg.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's talk about the Out There Expo. Susie, can you give us sort of an overview of what the Out There Expo is?
Sure. The Out There Expo is it's an event that has turned into an annual event produced by the City of Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. And the Office of Economic Development created a project called Out There in the Middle of Everything. And the goal of Out There is to show off a lot of great stuff that's happening in Santa Rosa, specifically in art and culture.
Yeah.
And so Out There in the Middle of Everything decided to put on this expo every year to really to bring in a lot of interesting vendors and performers and artists to have everybody in one place to just show everything off. So this is our second annual show.
Where was the first one held?
The first one was in downtown Santa Rosa, on Ross Street at the Corner Store Collective. It was a great show. We showed a skateboarding documentary created by the owner of Brotherhood Skate Shop.
Uh-huh.
There was free tattoos all day.
Oh, my goodness.
It was really fun.
That's intense. I love it. So is it sort of exposing more underground culture, less, you know, sort of visible stuff that people know that's going on in Santa Rosa?
Absolutely.
That's very cool.
Yeah. We're kind of like, In marketing cities and showing off, people kind of go in the middle ground a lot of the times and show off what they think everyone's going to like. And we're kind of digging a little deeper and going into some really quirky really cool and impressive forms of art.
Yes. And the location for this event is so cool. It's something that I am connected to. I am an artist at the Studio Santa Rosa, and Greg Brown is the director there. Greg, can you tell us a little bit about the Studio Santa Rosa and the history behind this location?
Yes. About 1984, I discovered the buildings, and I've always been an art promoter. I promoted at Rohnert Park. I promoted Sonoma State Students Art Shows. So I decided to do that and start that out. And for 34 years, I've kept it together no matter what happened so that artists could still come there and do art. And a lot of artists have just moved on. They moved on to A Street. They moved on to other locations.
Uh-huh.
And they're still going. So,
and some have come back?
Some have come back, And we have lots of new artists all the time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting for everybody to come and look at all the different artists that are there now.
That's very fun.
Yeah.
So the Studio Santa Rosa, what's the location? What's the address?
It's 3840 Finley Avenue at Building 32 and 33.
Okay. Yeah. And Building 33, since I guess the last 3 or 4 years now, has been occupied by other artists as well.
Right.
And Julian heads that one up, and that's called 33 Arts. So both buildings will be open on Saturday, April 13th from 1 to 7 p.m. It is free and open to the public, so we're going to see a lot of great artists. Can you go in and see the artists and their studios?
Yes, you can come in. All the studios should be open. There'll be other things going. There's a big gallery in our place. There's a gallery in Julian's place as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, major things to look at.
Yeah.
There's actually a few artists that are going to be demonstrating.
Oh, great.
We've got a paper maker that's world renowned for her paper making.
Jane is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Chano Uribe, he's like a brand new artist that's there. He's actually a teacher at CCAC and at the Art Institute. So he teaches printmaking, and he'll be demonstrating printmaking there. So everybody should come and check it out. We actually have 4 or 5 printmakers now.
Oh, that's exciting. Very fun.
Yeah,
yeah, the art is very... I've been at Studio Santa Rosa for, I think, like 7 years, maybe?
7 years,
or something like
yes.
that. And it's very interesting to see the influx of new artists. It's very inspiring to be there and to see these different styles and different mediums of people coming in. And it's fun to be in a place like that, like 33 Arts, like the Studio Santa Rosa, because it sparks you and gives you new ideas. And it's just a great, great place to be. So besides the art, which is fantastic, and we do encourage you to come into both of the buildings and check out all the art, meet the artists, see how they create, what is their inspiration, ask them questions, buy art from them. You could certainly do that at that the event. You don't have to. It is a free event. You can come in and just take a look at the art. There's lots of music. Tell us a little bit about the music.
Absolutely. Santa Rosa has a really diverse and beautiful music and dance culture.
Mm-hmm.
So what we tried to do is like really go cross culture and reach into the, like, we have dancers and drummers from West Africa. We have Tamborazo Santo Domingo, which is a, if you think of a Mexican banda, this is a half of a Mexican banda.
Okay.
So not
still
so
big.
Yeah, so yeah. Mexican bandas are like 15 to 20 members.
Wow,
so it's
okay.
A little scaled down, but they're so great. I encourage people to look them up online. They're a local Santa Rosa band. They're really fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And we have Jin is headlining,
mm-hmm.
and Jin does flamenco, salsa music, but also like funk and gypsy jazz.
Oh, it's so, such a fun band to see live, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, very
and
cool.
And really fun to dance to,
yeah.
But like really intriguing and absolutely jumps genres and jumps cultures.
Yeah.
So we're really happy to have them there. And they're a feature from The Lost Church.
Okay.
The Lost Church has been helping us do, they have a segment in the show. So in the beginning of the show, we have Banjo Boombox, who is a one-man band, who you'll see him busking around town, Tyler McCourtney.
Okay.
Then after them is the Musers. They're a three-piece bluegrass band. And then after them is Kayada, who is really coming up in the music scene right now as spoken word and hip-hop artist.
Oh, cool.
And that segment in the beginning is a Lost Church segment. And the Lost Church is a new venue that's coming into Santa Rosa. So we wanted to team up with them and give them some shine.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And Jake is a host. He is the creator and host of North Bay Cabaret. And so in the middle of the show, Jake has an hour and a half segment where it's going to be a variety style show.
Very cool. Jake, can you tell us about this?
Sure. Yes, so we're really excited to be a part of this event. We've been doing variety shows in Santa Rosa for almost, it'll be 5 years in June. And so when we heard there was an event that the city of Santa Rosa was putting on to showcase the out there side of Santa Rosa, that's just like the bat signal for us. So very excited to be included in this. And if anyone has come to our normal shows, they know that there are quite, there's a lot of eclectic performance art. There's anything from spoken word poetry to stand-up comedy to fire dancers and circus sideshow freaks and drag queens and burlesque performers.
Nice.
There's only so much we can get away with at an all-ages event.
Sure.
So this will be sort of our family-friendly
version.
Yeah, this is this is a nice, soft, like PG-rated version
okay.
of our normal cabaret. So for those who come to our shows, this won't be everything you're used to seeing,
mm-hmm.
but it will be a great sampling of some of, I would say, the underground performing arts scene of Santa Rosa. We're going to have a breakdancing crew. They're called Just a Crew, with Jesse Ventura, who have been, you know, really prolific in the regional breakdancing scene and are from Santa Rosa. And we're going to have Miss Pauline, who is a belly dancer. And we'll have Skytopia, which is a local aerials group. So they're going to have a freestanding aerial rig.
Really?
Yes. So there will be...
And the Skytopia group, sorry to interrupt, but they are going to actually be holding trials for people.
Seriously?
At the event, periodically throughout the event, where they'll have waivers where people can sign a waiver, and they're professionals. They have multiple locations where they train people to do aerials. So people actually get an opportunity to swing on a trapeze to try the aerial silks.
Oh my goodness, that's very cool.
Okay. After you sign the waiver.
Right. Yeah. Sign the waiver, please. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have more performers. We have also Supper Bloom. Supper Bloom, sort of affiliated with the Imaginist. They act with that group, but this is a solo performance art project where basically they do these really, really incredible, like, avant-garde performance. I just have to say performance art because I don't know how else to categorize
it.
Yeah. There's, like, mask work, there's dance choreography, there's prop work, there's use of pre-recorded music and spoken word that accompanies it. So there's lots of, it's very beautiful and interesting, sort of eclectic performance. So we're stoked to be working with them. We also have Tobias and the Traveling Spectacular, which I'm really excited to work with them because Tobias Weinberger is a magician and a sword swallower.
What?
So we will have a magic and sword swallowing segment as part of our North Bay Cabaret, like sort of mini variety show at this.
I love that. That's very exciting.
So it'll be cool. We have our sort of, we don't do a lot of live music at our shows because we kind of focus on the less represented other forms of performing arts. Mm-hmm. But we will have Andy Graham because he's been sort of our longstanding, I guess sort of our solo musician that we always want to feature because he's an instrument inventor. So he is based in Santa Rosa, and he invented an instrument called the slapstick, which is basically like, it's kind of hard to describe on the radio without any pictures, but it's a long metal piece. It's a long piece of metal that he slaps, and it's creates really weird sounds. And it's something that he's patented, and he takes to like conventions, and he's ended up selling them to amazing, you know, international musicians like Blue Man Group, Stevie Wonder got one. I mean, it's just incredible. And he's right here in Santa Rosa making these amazing instruments. So we like to have him open up our shows with a demo of some of the instruments he makes and just sort of, you know, hear some weird noises, you know?
Wow.
So
that's fantastic. I can imagine that would be used in lots of various different ways to create fun soundscapes. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we've got all of these wonderful performers. Are there other ones, too, on your list that you wanted to mention?
I think that pretty much covers our segment, unless I'm missing someone. Yeah.
There's a couple of performances that I didn't get to. The Luther Burbank Center for the Arts has a youth mariachi ensemble, and I've worked with them a number of times, and they are so talented, and they are representatives of the Luther Burbank Center band camp that they have every year. And it used to be a 30-piece mariachi ensemble. They scaled it down to 18.
Okay.
So that they can be in more than one place at once.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're kids, too. They're just, they're wonderful, and they're funny. So I really suggest coming down to see them. And then, like, the West African drum and dance, this is Senna. Senna has dance classes in downtown Santa Rosa that anybody can go to, and they're great. I went and participated.
Mm-hmm.
So, we right in the middle of the show, we have a big dance segment.
So when does the show start, or are there multiple shows? How does that work?
The event starts at 1 o'clock, and so the music starts at 1 o'clock, and at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, Tamboraz of Santo Domingo really kicks off the party outside. And so that's where we're hoping that from 1 to 4, people will really be engaged in the art studios and be inside the buildings. And when they hear this large band outside, that'll pull people outside to really kick off the evening concert.
That's great. So for those who aren't familiar with the location, this really has a lot of history in Santa Rosa. The site, Greg, used to be a naval air...
It was a naval training station for aircraft carriers.
Yes.
And then after that, it was the U.S. Army Reserve after it reached.
Okay.
And then it was finally just a Sonoma County Emergency coordinating center for everything.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So it's got a lot of history, but that makes the buildings and the sites quite unique. Actually, if you look at Google Earth, you can still see parts of the runways that are still there next to these buildings. But these two buildings were housing and offices originally. And so there's lots of great, interesting nooks and crannies to visit. It has a lot of history. Both of the, there's actually still a bunker, I believe, that will probably not be open, but there is a bunker behind 33 Arts that is amazing, and punk rock shows used to happen there, and there was a pirate radio station there. There's a lot of history in this location. So on top of all of this great stuff that is happening, the history really infuses the site, and it's a fun place to see and to visit and to recognize this kind of history as a part of who we are here in Santa Rosa as well. So how do you get to the 33 Arts and Studio Santa Rosa?
Basically, easiest way is to think of Fulton Road and Highway 12,
okay.
and you're going to turn south onto Wright Road, which may sound confusing, but when you turn south off of Highway 12, you're on Wright Road. You go down about four blocks, and you look for the little Stop and Save store on the left, and turn left, and you're on Finley Avenue.
Okay,
that's the only way Finley Avenue goes. Go down the street about two to three blocks, and on the right will be the studios.
Excellent.
Big chain link fence. Looks like it's all enclosed compound. It is, but that's what's sort of
we
like.
We got to keep our artists safe there.
Keeps us safe, right? Protects us from the wild turkeys that are running around right now.
And there's the other way to get in is if you're on Sebastopol Road, and you can go straight down Sebastopol Road, like you're going toward Sebastopol, and pass through the Stony Point intersection, and on the left you'll see Fresno Road, and Fresno and Finley Road, with that you access on Wright Road, are essentially the same road.
They connect
exactly
at the corner there.
It wouldn't be a good underground art event if the space wasn't somewhat hard to find.
Exactly.
So this is all a rite of passage to people interested. Like, you got to find it first.
We are on the west side, so it's the west side studios out there that nobody knows about.
But it's such a fun space, and I am so excited to be a part of this, too. I do have my studio, and I will be open then. There's all kinds of funky things in my studio. I do everything from really tiny miniature paintings to encaustic artwork, which is painting with wax. Maybe I'll do some wax painting the weekend. That's very fun because I get to paint with a blowtorch, so that's always fun.
Awesome. Oh, my God. We should really talk about that.
We should talk about that. I could do some stuff with you, Jake. That would be very fun. And larger acrylic paintings. I do watercolor. So I just have a lot of fun. And a lot of that comes from being inspired by the artists, as I said earlier, around me, and just sort of enjoying and sparking off what they're doing and wanting to try out new things. And there's also some history with our radio stations here, KSRO, which is a heritage station in Sonoma County and been on the air for over 80 years. One of our buildings used to be out there next to our broadcast building was next to the Studio Santa Rosa's, these barracks buildings. And we used to be buzzed by the planes that would come and land, and they actually clipped our tower a couple times, knocked it over. If you look at the KSRO archives, there are pictures of the tower having to be repaired because it was knocked down by airplanes.
Wow.
They were not paying attention very well. So it would not be a party without food and drink. And tell us about that. Is that going to be a part of it?
Oh, yes. There's so we have the bar is going to be managed by the Imaginists, and all of the proceeds that come, like all the alcohol is donated, and all the proceeds are going to benefit the Imaginist Theater Group, who just recently bought their building.
So exciting.
Yes.
I'm so happy for
really
them.
Happy. They're so great. Such a wonderful asset to the community. So we're so glad that we can help support them. And the food that's going to be there, Elenita's Taco Chuck is going to be there.
Yes.
Well,
now I'm going to show up.
Brew has a coffee operation. Mm-hmm. They're going to be there.
Great.
We have Joy's Jam Bungalow, who they do like Thai Vietnamese style food, and Shobu Japanese food truck will be there. And let me see, is there any other food? Oh, yes, and Fruity Moto that does, like, well, lots of fruit, like frozen fruit stuff. They're going to be there too.
Tasty. Mm-hmm. So lots of different things to enjoy. There is, of course, going to be alcohol, beer and wine, I'm assuming, and that sort of thing? Okay,
yes.
great. So those things are for purchase, though. The event is free, but if you want to enjoy any of that, bring some cash so that you can buy those and support, of course, the Imaginists who are helping out with the alcohol. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. What else is going on? What else can you do?
There's Martin Zuniga is going to be there. He's great. He does large sculptures that like kids can play on, and large art pieces that'll be on display. And we're going to have a like viewing picnic lawn that'll be set up for people. Like they can bring their own blankets if they want, but it'll be in clear sight of the stage.
Oh, great!
And so that's I love that part. There's going to be face painters. And a caricature artist will be there.
Cool.
So, and lots of vendors and craft vendors. We tried to get an eclectic mix of people who are from Santa Rosa that are doing unique jewelry making. And there's going to be somebody there doing herbal tinctures. And there's also a fella named Miguel from Living Earth Structures, and he's going to have a tiny house called the Gingerbread Hut that is made out of cob. And you can go
It's made out of what?
Cob. It's a natural building material made of like clay and like some. I mean, I'm not a cob expert, but he is. And he like travels. If you see it, like there's these like clay benches that are at Hardcore Espresso, at Community Market, at the Arlene Francis Center.
Okay.
And these are things that he goes around and educates people about affordable building materials.
Wow.
So he'll be there, and he'll have activities for kids, and you can go in and like check out his hut.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, so much stuff.
Absolutely. And there's going to be a section called NABES that is an out there in the middle of everything feature that people can come and spin a wheel and get prizes and actually try to contribute to the overall feeling of the different neighborhoods in Santa Rosa because instead of the city just being like, this is what this neighborhood is, and you should see it like this, like they're trying to gather information from the people that live here so we can give people a real idea of what it's like to live, to be here.
Yeah, and everyone's story contributes to that, and neighborhoods change, and there's flux, and especially in the last couple of years, we've certainly seen that. So Santa Rosa is evolving and changing, and we're all part of that story. So, very fun. This is going to be so much fun. It is a free event. It encompasses all different kinds of great things that Santa Rosa has to offer, including art, very vibrant art studios at 33 Arts and at the Studio Santa Rosa. There's great music, dancing, alternative entertainment. I don't even want to say alternative entertainment. It's just really cool entertainment, right? Very fun. Things that might be a little bit under your radar, but you should know about. Things that are happening here in Santa Rosa. Great food, drinks, culture celebrated at this event as well. And then the big element that makes it all come together is the community. Right? There's so many connections that I've made from being at the Studio Santa Rosa and then all of the offshoots that come from this. Every event that you go to, you start to see faces and recognize the same kinds of people, like Spring Maxfield, who is definitely a big part of pulling this together and has really, I mean, I think back at the wonderful events in Railroad Square with the Handcar Regatta and all the different things that she's involved with. And you just see these fingers sort of spread out into the community and all these people start making these connections. And that's a big part of it, this community, seeing people making those connections.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so much fun. Okay, so it is a free event. We want to really stress this. It's free. Please come and join it. Join us and have so much fun happening on Saturday, April 13th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's the 2019 Out There Expo, and it is presented by North Bay Cabaret, Lost Church, the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, and, of course, Out There Santa Rosa, and OutThereSR.com is a great place to go for this event and really all different kinds of events that are happening in Santa Rosa. OutThereSR.com. You don't need tickets to come to this event. You can just show up. Show up early. Come and check out all the artists in the buildings. Look at some demonstrations that will be happening. Look at their art, their finished art. Ask them questions. questions, really get to know the fun artists who are there in both buildings, come out, enjoy all the great entertainment, have some food, have some drink, meet your neighbors, and have a great time. Are there any big sponsors of this event that we need to thank for making sure that this comes together?
Well, the city of Santa Rosa, absolutely. But our promotional sponsors are our heroes, the Lost Church, North Bay Cabaret, and Luther Burbank Center for the Arts.
Great, great. So much fun. Again, this is happening on Saturday, April 13th, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Free event, open to all ages. Please bring the kids and bring the grandparents and bring everybody in between. And it's all happening at the address again is 3840 Finley Avenue in Santa Rosa. It's not the Finley Center. That's a different place. Yes. This is Finley Avenue, which is off of Wright Road. And you can get the details again if you go to outtheresr.com. Outtheresr.com. Getting there is very easy. You can take a bus. The bus line goes right by where this is.
Yes,
so I think it's like the number 9 bus. It's either the 9 or the 11. But if you go downtown, you'll find an easy bus to get to this event. How else could you get to the event?
It's very close to the bike path,
yes.
And we're going to have bike parking there.
Okay.
Organized. I can't remember the group that's doing it, but we did it with them last year. They're great. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to access by bike, and then you'll have a safe place to put your bike while you're there.
Excellent. So no excuse not to show up for the 2019 Out There Expo. My guest today, Susie Dugan. She is the event organizer for the 2019 Out There Expo. Jake Ward is the promoter with Jake Ward Presents in North Bay Cabaret. Greg Brown is the director of Studio Santa Rosa. Thank you all for coming in. This is going to be so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cannot wait. We need
thank
to
you.
Do
I'm
it.
Excited.
I know. I'm glad that this is the second year and the momentum's building. So we're going to have fun this year and then look forward to next year, too. This is Sonoma County Focus.